Several Assembly Republicans who are in the minority party in that House held a hearing on the 45% toll increase for trucks proposed by the state thruway authority. Testimony ranged from a small steel fabrication business owner who said the additional shipping costs for the toll hike will equal one worker's salary and benefits to a representative from the farm lobby. The Farm Bureau's Julie Suarez says the recent floods and drought have already put farmers in a very difficult economic situation. She says under the proposal, a truck carrying produce from Exit 1 in Buffalo to Exit 50 in New York City
results in an average yearly increase of $11,500 to that farmer member's bottom line.
The testimony from the farmers, small business owners, and trucking companies will not be heard by the Thruway Authority, however. In a letter to the Republican Assembly members, Thruway officials said the public comment period is over and that three public hearings have already been held in Buffalo, Syracuse, and Newburgh. That response angered Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, whose district borders the Hudson River.
They're out of touch. They're a rogue agency, and they need to be reined in.
In a written response, the executive director of the Thruway Authority, Tom Madison, says large trucks put thousands of times more wear and tear on the road than cars, but are currently charged just five times as much as passenger vehicles. He says the toll increase would help remedy that inequality, and he says the authority has already trimmed nearly $400 million from its budget. Governor Cuomo, who appointed Madison, has not actively opposed the truck toll hike. In his most recent remarks about the tolls, the governor said he's asked the authority to trim waste and rectify past mismanagement, but he says it's complicated because if the revenues are too low, it could result in a downgrade of the bond rating.
The finances have to be of the highest integrity, and the bond rating has to be intact. Otherwise, we'll have a different set of issues.
Assemblyman Jim Todisco, a Republican who represents portions of Schenectady and Saratoga, says Cuomo could do more to prevent the toll hike.
The governor's the 900-pound gorilla.
Todisco says Cuomo spoke up against a proposed $14 toll on a planned new Tappan Zee Bridge. He says the governor could do the same for the truck proposal.
And say, no, now's not the time for 45%. I call this a consumer tax increase because the small businesses are going to do one thing, pass the increased cost of getting their goods to the consumer back to the consumer.
Governor Cuomo's fellow Democrats in the Assembly are also now taking on the toll hike issue. The Assembly Committee on Corporations, Authorities, and Commissions on Wednesday afternoon called a hearing for Friday, and they've invited the Thruway Authority's Madison to testify. A spokeswoman for committee chair, Assemblyman Jim Brennan, says the proposed truck toll increases will be a key focus of the hearing, and Thruway officials will be asked if there's any way the steep toll increase can be mitigated or avoided altogether. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.